Create is proudly presented by Business and Arts South Africa, bringing the business of the arts and the art of business together.
In celebration of World Environment Day, which started yesterday, the Rand Merchant Bank Fund commissioned Usha Sejerim and Hanalei Kutsia from the Such Initiative to create a temporary site-specific public art installation at Merchant Place in Sandton, Johannesburg. Such Initiative aims to change perceptions through eco-conscious public art. Yvette Noel is the head of the RMB Fund.
The arts, it's such a difficult sector to just link naturally with business, and it shouldn't be. So we see a lot of partnership and a lot of links between the business of the arts and the art of business. And we fit that quite naturally at RMB. Our continued mentorship, a few of us on staff who are busy mentoring art organizations through the BASA program. And we all learn on the journey together. It's not business giving nicely to the art and being very benevolent. It's actually a shared journey. And the more we do simple things like this, a swarm of bees in an atrium in a corporate setting, that spark off debate around art, around community, public art, never mind the concept of, oh, how can we recycle better? How can we be more responsible citizens?
After a site visit, the two artists decided to create bees out of used coffee cups, which they then strung with fish line from one building to another across the courtyard. Artist Usha Sejerim explains further.
After doing a site visit and looking through their dumpsters and their dustbins and their storage and their recycling center, and we decided to work with their coffee cups because there's so much of it generated on a daily basis. And what we've done is we've chosen two facades and stretched just about 300 cups, which have been made into bees, across from one end to the other. The way we do it is we attach the one end to this window where they're all flying to, let it drop to the bottom, and then we make the string long enough to go to the other end at the bottom, and from the top we suspend a string with a weight, attach the other end to that weight, and then hoist it up. Because they're suspended on gut, the slight breeze makes them flutter a bit.
The artist describes how they made the bees out of the coffee cups.
Each bee has been made by simply cutting into the cup itself. We haven't used any glue or painted anything on or added anything else other than using the cup itself. So the cup has a structure, the cup itself, and then it's covered with a paper outer cover with the branding on it. And we've cut into the cover only to create wings and feet that flap out of the cup.
However, Sejerim said it had been an interesting process, especially as the coffee cups were made from different materials.
We're learning so much about this product. We wanted to recycle this whole thing after, because it's a temporary installation. And what we've learned now is that this one cup is actually made of two different materials. It's a paper cup, but it's got a plastic lining to make it waterproof. So actually, they are compostable, but they're not recyclable because they require two different processes.
Sejerim and Kutsia worked with eight crafters on this week-long project. Kutsia believes that the project gives them the perfect platform to merge corporate and development work.
Ideally, we're trying to attract more people to just get an idea of what we're doing, how we're merging corporate and development work. So our group here is crafters that we've been working with for the past year on and off. So to get the development world with the corporate world to start communicating on the same platform as one of our ideals. And this platform is a great place to start meeting people.
Brenda Ramadia is one of the crafters working on the project.
Most of the time, I come across people that work in corporate companies, and then I feel like they don't understand, you know. I think the more involved they are, the more they would understand us as artists and art in itself.
According to Kutsia, employers of Rand Merchant Bank also embraced the project.
As we're installing it, a couple of people have already said, that's just wonderful. It's such a celebration, and it's just so simple. So it's really drawing attention.
This was evident when two employees stepped out into the courtyard, and an immediate smile crossed their faces when they looked up and saw a swarm of polystyrene bees.
I've been very worried that nothing falls into my head while I sit here. But it's great. I mean, you come out here and normally it's very plain and dreary. I mean, all you can see are the window panes around you. So it's great to see something different out here.
What's nice is You know, usually you go to art galleries to see art. This is now bringing the art galleries to us out here. And it's a nice concept, something that I think you might see being rolled out more and more throughout the corporates. It can't just be looking at computer screens and whatever. You need to see this other aspect. And you never know, it could be inspirational for a couple of guys then sitting out here looking at something different, and it grants you an inspiration to go out and think of an idea to make money.
To view the pictures of the project and the process, you can log on to www.suchinitiative.org. I'm Michelle Constant. This feature was produced by Monique Stunder. You can email me on create@basa.co.za.
Create, proudly brought to you by Business and Arts South Africa, creating new opportunities for business arts partnerships. Email create@basa.co.za.